Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From NFL Network's Good Morning Football, which you can see every Monday through Friday starting at 7 a.m. We watch it every day here, don't we, Vinny?
Yes, we do.
Watching it right now, as a matter of fact. Returning to the program, let's welcome back Kyle Brandt. Kyle, good morning.
Bob and Vinny, I am thrilled to be on with you, especially at this incredible time in Ravens country where you guys must be in heaven watching the Pittsburgh Steelers walk around with kick me signs and seltzer bottles and infighting and outfighting and drama through the gills. Are the fish jumping into the boat for Ravens country right now?
Well, we're all worried about the Cleveland Browns,
right?
Like everybody else in the NFL right
now. You can deal with them. We've dealt with them for decades.
All right, but there's a lot of drama you mentioned, and we'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a few minutes, but you mentioned the Steelers and Antonio Brown. He's now in Oakland. He takes a shot at Juju Smith-Schuster, and we got the impression they were best of friends. Le'Veon Bell, everybody hates Ben Roethlisberger. Mike Tomlin's lost control of the asylum, whatever that is going on in Pittsburgh. For one of the most stable franchises of, quite frankly, the last 50 years, are you surprised, Kyle, or how surprised are you that it's gotten to this level of dysfunction? This is something that's usually held out for Al Davis or Jerry World.
It's stunning. It is. I mean, the Ravens know better going against the Steelers twice a year. The Steelers are the bedrock of the NFL. They're the standard. They're about three different teams that, if you like them or hate them, they're just professional year after year. I could see some of the – you know, you mentioned some of the teams of old who would have the circus going on. I never thought this would come from the Steelers. And it's getting better and better, isn't it? Watching the Antonio Brown departure, how do you lose him after Le'Veon? That thing is looking better by the day. Antonio Brown – I once used to say all the time, Antonio Brown's the coolest guy in the league. He's got the smile, the look. He's a fantastic player, commercials, everything. And now it's gotten to the point where I don't even know what's going on with him or his advice. The idea that you've got a new team and a new lease on life, new coach, new city, new contract, and you're doubling back to take pot shots at your ex. It's like he is the person at the office party who's too drunk and embarrassing themselves. You know, they got the running eyeliner and the lipstick on their teeth and a broken heel, and everyone's just stop talking. Seriously, you've gone from the coolest guy to someone I'm not even sure if he's well or if he's getting really, really bad advice. And to answer your question, I never thought that would come from a product out of Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, if you're John Gruden, you've got to be wondering, what am I getting? What am I in store for? You know,
it's a great question because we're talking so much how the Steelers think of this. What do the Raiders think of this? This thing, they just brought it home from the store. And not only that, you kind of want, you know, Antonio, we're trying to set a new image here. We're trying to set a new marketing image. Can you cut it out on the cheap shots at your old teammates? And I would think this too. The Raiders teammates right now got to be like, well, this is going to be fun. You know, Tyrell Williams just signed with the Raiders too. I hope I never fumble in a game because then maybe Antonio's going to call me out on Instagram for it. It's so petty. You know, my co-host, Nate Burleson, the receiver from the league, he usually, let's be honest, he usually tries to see the player side of things. Went off in this long diatribe about how lame Antonio is right now for doing this. And this is a guy who used to be the gold standard. And it's shocking, man.
Which quarterback do you think is more nervous, Derek Carr or Josh Rosen?
That's a great question. Josh Rosen, listen, I have so much respect for what he is doing right now. I mean, Josh Rosen is a young dude, very new in the league, and he's a punchline right now, a punchline on show after show. I can't even imagine how awkward it must have been for him to show up yesterday and do work with the team and Cliff Kingsbury. It's like he's a newlywed, right? I mean, they've only been married for a year, and he's sitting there making his wife breakfast as she's looking at Tinder for other men to show in his face, and yet he still is a professional. He's still composing himself. I have huge respect for Josh Rosen. As for Derek Carr, I don't know if you've ever been down this road, buddy. I like Derek Carr, stand up, outspoken, everything, but it's just, it all seems great until you get to that first game that's a 20-6 loss, and Antonio had two catches for 16 yards and decides to pop off, and then we'll see what Derek Carr's made of.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. What do you think of what the Ravens have done this offseason?
Oh, man, it's been staggering. It's like I've gone through stages like you would, you know, with a horrific event or a life change. At first, there was, what the hell's going on? Suggs is gone. Okay, well, at least he's a little older. It's going to be weird to see him in a Cardinals uniform. But then, no way, Mosley leaves. I mean, yeah. I don't know how many people around the country watch a ton of Ravens games. You guys, Mosley did a lot. I mean, he did more than – I felt like Mosley was going to be their Kuechly, like the center of their defense for a decade. So he leaves, and then you think, what the hell's going on?
They wish it was
Kuechly. And then it's like – say again?
They wish it was Kuechly.
No, maybe he's not. Maybe this is the best move ever. But then all of a sudden, when it seemed like they were just hemorrhaging talent, and all of a sudden they run out of the dressing room WWE style, and it's Ingram and it's Earl, and I actually like what they have going on right now. Someone was mentioning on the show today, this morning for us, you know, if you look at their depth chart at wide receiver, what do they got? They got Willie Snead, who's the number one. I don't care. They got three tight ends. They got a great line. They just got a hammer running back. I think they're going to run the bejesus out of it. And if Earl Thomas is Earl Thomas even slightly Earl Thomas light, I think they're back in the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see with Earl. Earl Thomas hadn't played 16 games in the last 3 years. So, I mean, that's going to be the key thing for them is, you know, his health. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting because, like you said, they want to run the football, but they've got to get more physical up front with the offensive line. And they've got to find pass rusher. You know, I mean, they got Judon, but they lost, you know, Zadarius, who, you know, Green Bay, who will get into Green Bay in a minute. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff going on, but, you know, they need pass rushing help.
Yeah, they got Judon's got to be great. And I think I'm completely agree with you. They got to get tougher up front. I people ask, you know, who do you think the Ravens are going to take in the draft? I think they're going to go O-line, and I don't know that. It's just my gut. And as a fan sitting at home, when you draft the O-lineman in the first round, it doesn't blow your hair back sometimes. It's like getting, you know, the weakest donut in the box. It's the old-fashioned when you want the maple bar, you want the wide receiver, you want the quarterback. I think it's exactly what they need. My colleague Peter Schrager has them taking Garrett Bradbury, a lineman from NC State in the first round. I like it. Put enough mules in front of Lamar. Mm-hmm. Put enough mules in front of Mark Ingram and just smash people. There's something very true to brand about it for Baltimore, and I know everybody wants a wideout, and you want this, you want that. I would love to see them go lineman. It doesn't blow your mind on draft day, but it gets you to January.
Kyle Brandt to NFL Network's Good Morning Football joining us here at Vinny and Haney 105.7 The Fan. You can see Kyle every weekday morning from 7 a.m. or at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Follow him on Twitter at Kyle Brandt. You need to know how to spell his last name. Google it. Now, the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, been in the news as the offseason workouts have begun. He did a hit on a Milwaukee radio station, taking offense to a story that was written about him and his relationship with Mike McCarthy and his perceived lack of leadership skills. I guess Greg Jennings was one of the people that was mentioned. Jermichael Finley, I think, was one of the other disgruntled or irrelevant players, I believe is how he referred to him. Aaron Rodgers now in self-defense mode. Should he be here?
I was surprised how he came out. Because think about this, guys. From the second he has entered our universe in the NFL, there's always some deal that could be talked about or that he could lash out about from he comes in, he's left in the draft room a long time. Then it's with the Favre thing, it reaches almost farcical, comical levels of what his dynamic was. Still didn't have a ton to say about it. Certainly not fire and brimstone. He's had celebrity relationships that get on social media. He's had really high-profile family drama. I mean, his brother was on the freaking Bachelor, and he doesn't talk about it. He stays away from it. And then this, it was almost like the hold my beer, I've had enough of this, I'm tired of the pot shots from the same two ex-teammates for 10 years now, and I'm going to unleash hell through an old teammate on Wisconsin radio. I was surprised that he did it, but I loved it. And guys, I know, I'm sure you've been chewing on the article. The article, let's say everything in it is fact. Breaking news, all right? At work, Aaron Rodgers is not Mr. Rodgers. He's probably very tough. He's probably very demanding. And I think if you were to go around with the resources, with the anonymous sources, you could write a very damaging article about every longtime quarterback coach combo in this league. There's a Breeze and Peyton article. There's a Roethlisberger-Tomlin miniseries. There is a Brady Belichick presidential library. It goes on and on. These guys aren't like they are in the commercials, folks. They're very, very competitive, and I don't mind it. I want that for my quarterback. I don't want a nice guy. I almost liked that Aaron Rodgers came across as the jerk you might suspect him to be.
And you know what's funny, Kyle, is that's when Steve Young kind of took off, is when he got into it with George Seifert. You know, then everybody, the players rallied around him and respected him more, and he became the leader that, you know, he needed to be at that time.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because, you know, the 94 Niners team is my favorite team in the history of the NFL. I love that team.
So did
I. The guy who would be, you know, for lack of a better word, a jerk when he needed to be? Because that's what I want from my quarterback. Is that how he went?
Steve?
Yeah. Was he a jerk?
No. Was he a jerk all the time? No, Steve was never a jerk except that day. I mean, he wanted to fight George on the sidelines.
Sure.
You know, and the thing, what happened with Steve, Kyle, was, and Steve talked about it, was the perception was that he was just, you know, not the rah-rah guy. So he needed to be perceived as that guy, even though that wasn't him. Uh-huh. But that's what he needed to do to get the respect of others, and that's what he ended up doing after that.
I think most of them do it. I feel like if you guys tell me feel different.
Flacco didn't. Look at, Flacco didn't. Look,
sure, of course. If you look at a guy who's, though, a champion, not a Flacco. I'm talking about year after year, several titles. Are these, like, the greatest guys at work? No, Kobe Bryant was a fiend. Even Nolan Ryan was an insane competitor. Michael Jordan, you know, punches Steve Kerr in the face. Steve Kerr, a beloved guy. He didn't punch Tony Kukoc. He punched Steve Kerr. So people want to see this Rodgers thing and say, that's a bad guy. I say that's my quarterback. I want a jerk. I don't want a nice guy. Now, not everybody can have the image of Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes right. You have to be the Russell Crowe instead of the Tom Hanks.
Kyle Brandt, you check him out. He's not a jerk. Or maybe he can be.
That's debatable.
Check him out on NFL Network's Good Morning Football weekdays, 7 a.m.
Thanks,
Eastern's
Kyle.
Time. Kyle, we appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up soon enough, I'm sure.
Bob and Vinny, flattered to come on. Thank you.
You got it. Kyle Brandt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.